G'day everybody, this is your boy Rich Scott here, and welcome to the very first episode of the RS Show, whereby I'll be talking to you about my life as a real estate agent. Today's topic is all about the sales registration course that REWA offers. I'll be going through the course structure, the benefits of the course, and the downside of the course itself. And before getting around the nitty-gritty about the sales registration course structure, I'll be talking about the reason why I decided to become a real estate agent. And one of the main reasons is because I like dealing with people and being able to be responsible about their biggest assets in their life, which are their houses, and being able to provide the joy when they purchase a new house. That's something that I thrive upon. And that's one of the main reasons why I decided to become a real estate agent. And now to talk about what you guys are really here for, which is the sales registration course structure. The course itself is divided into 5 different sections, and each section covers a different aspect of the course. Part 1 involves 30 multiple choice questions that you need a score of 100% in order to pass that section. You're given 3 attempts to complete that, and you'll be basically given as well additional materials, lectures, and examples on how to complete that part. So sections 2, 3, 4, and 5 are more theory based, and they focus on contracts and the different forms of contracts you'll be introduced to. You'll be given basically case scenarios to complete and compare it with the examples that are provided, ensuring that you answer the contracts appropriately. And part 2 basically covers the selling agency agreement and the certificate of title, while part 3 involves, it basically teaches you how to market your property that's for sale or for rent appropriately, and what can be included in the advertisements and what can't be included, while part 4 covers the sale of the property from the signing of the contract till the very end, which is the settlement process. I found this part to be extremely difficult compared to parts 2, 3, 5 and 1. It's just because the amount of information that you're given and the amount of contracts that you have to fill out, it's immense. That's what I felt. And part 5 focuses on property management. It's just a small part, it's basically an introduction level, but they do want you to have a basic understanding of what property management is. Overall, the course itself took me around a week and a half to complete. I found it pretty straightforward, and the only difficult part that I thought was it was in section 4, and again, tutors were there to help. However, the only downside I would say after completing the course and looking at it from my perspective now, and after speaking to different agents who have completed the course, I found that REWA just gives you the basic introduction level on what's like to be a sales rep. They don't give you the whole scope. And even with the contracts and stuff, agencies tend to have their own way in completing these contracts, so it's not necessarily going to be the same way you are taught at REWA. So that's something to think about. However, I would still recommend anyone who wants to start their career as a real estate agent to complete their course through REWA, because it's recognizable nationwide and agencies tend to select people that's completed their course through REWA itself. That's according to one of the tutors. And I hope that you guys have found that this episode to be useful. Let me know what you guys think about it. Stay tuned for more episodes coming every Monday. Thanks for listening, guys.